The word isma or infallibility means a protection or a covering. Those who are appointed by God to guide must be sinless and must never disobey God. Let's prove this. First, we will prove this through the intellect. The main objective of the prophet's mission is to guide man towards the truth. If these prophets do not obey the divine instructions themselves, people will doubt the entire message. What do we mean? The prophet says, don't steal, and then you find the prophet stealing? This will water down the whole message, and no one will believe them. You will not know if they were telling the truth or not. God protects them from making any type of mistake. This is known as isma. Second, we will prove this through traditions. In Surah As-Sad, God is saying about what Satan says, is that he will misguide all of your creation except for those who have reached the stage of mukhlas. There is a difference between mukhlis and mukhlas. Mukhlis means you are sincere but haven't reached the stage of complete immunity. Mukhlas is where you have been purified by God for the sake of God. This means when someone becomes a mukhlas, Satan's influences cannot disturb you or enter that protection you have. That is isma and infallibility. Another proof is Surah An-Nisa, where it says, we did not send any messenger but to be obeyed by Allah's leave. He did not say to be obeyed only in messages of a book. He did not say to be obeyed only by preaching. Rather, in all areas of their lives, they must be obeyed. This proves isma because God will never tell us to obey someone who makes mistakes. And another proof. When God told Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam that he was appointing him as an imam, Nabi Ibrahim asked if his children will also be made imam. God replied that the wrongdoers from his descendants will never be given this honor. This proves that God only chooses those who are infallible to represent him as guides to the human race.